Have you ever ate at a Culver's?
I think I did one time with David.
Culver's, man, there are more employees at Culver's than there are at like an Apple store.
Really?
I went into a Culver's. I swear there In-N-Out's was over 30. There were more people at a Culver's than an In-N-Out.
Really?
And the burgers, man, it hit. They're called butter burgers, which makes you think like, oh, but like,
no, that sounds good.
I was like, that manager back there must be like proud. They were running a tight ship. And they
don't have like some
mood.
Crazy dessert too? Isn't like they're known for their cones or something like that?
I couldn't even look at the dessert because it was so
Guys,
good.
Guys, can we stop talking? Talking about this makes me like need to do diarrhea.
Y'all just really? Had. Oh, it's a bowel movement.
Yeah, I'm like thinking about that like in my stomach right now. And because every time I talk about food, I like think about it in my like stomach.
Then let's talk about this set. Thank you guys so much. This
You're
is
welcome.
Delightful.
Happy birthday.
Matt's birthday was on Saturday. We could say that, right? Because it'll be Monday.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But we're recording this.
This time comes out. Yeah.
How appropriate. Yeah, I don't feel like we've ever done like a birthday.
You're the first episode. Birthday celebration.
Yeah.
Because you guys aren't 30.
Yeah, your birthday. Actually, you're actually
you're
birthday
not 30 yet either.
In 2 hours, exactly.
Are you scared?
You know what? No, I'm not scared. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm not angry. I don't have any resentments. I wish Forbes 30 under 30 happened, but that didn't. So.
Oh.
That's the only like
they do 40 under 40, right?
They should because Forbes 40.
I feel like 40. They do 40 under 40.
Do they do a 50 under? Then that's
no.
just an award.
70 under. That's ever. You're just making anybody that's fucking under.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, then maybe.
I think 30, like, because 30 is still pretty young. And if you're able to be that successful where you're under that, I think that's pretty cool. So I think it's 30. I don't think it's 40 anymore.
I feel like the competition thickens up for the.
We got a couple months. Got to do something.
Oh,
here.
No. I got a few months. Yeah. I think I can make it.
Is there a podcast section for Forbes 30 under 30? I feel like now there's a category for everything.
Probably.
Maybe. But like for a Forbes podcast, man, you got to be talking some intellectual shit. You know what I'm saying?
About Barstool Sports guys will be on it.
No, I don't even think Barstool, I feel like, would be under a Forbes article. I think like, I feel like Forbes like is really, because I don't think it's how big you are. I think it's like how good a podcast is. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's not good, but like but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
I'm not following.
You're not following? I don't think they're going to pick a podcast or is it all about success? Like how successful a pod, like if they were to make one?
It doesn't always come down to money. It's just like, yeah, how good of a job you're doing and that you're interesting. Like some TikTokers now have been on
You're talking about who can be 30 under 30. He's talking about how would they pick a podcast. We're both talking about two different things.
Let's do the intro.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's do the intro.
Ready? I got one.
Okay.
No, you take the lead.
No. I'm taking the lead off you.
It's your day.
Mawaya.
Let's just go straight into the intro. All right, you ready?
Let's do it, baby.
It's COVID time, baby. Wow. It's COVID time, baby.
That was the magazine.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And today is Matt's birthday.
Hey, birthday special. Hey.
That's right. Hey,
today we're connecting his psoriasis.
get a Sharpie, Jordan.
Ooh, it was getting bad on the airplane. I just got off a flight.
And today you're 29 years old?
I am 29 as the people are listening while this is being recorded, but I turned 30 in 2 hours.
Oh, you turned 30, not 29. Oh, you're 30.
This isn't my 30th birthday.
It's not your 30th birthday.
Tomorrow's 30th birthday.
I know. When you're saying 29, I thought you were 29, like when this comes out, your 29th birthday. I thought it was your
29th.
That's 30. Why we were talking about 30 under 30, because you couldn't do it anymore.
I thought you were just rounding up. I always round up.
Aren't y'all 29 as well?
29. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was older than you.
I thought that for the longest time.
I fucked up.
I thought that
what?
Until now.
I did, but not like severely, but I've always like have kind of looked to you as like an older person.
Because in my head was Todd, me, and Matt, like always. Like every time we lived, like, whenever we've been living together, I'm just like, oh, Todd's the oldest. I'm the middle.
You are the same year, so.
Yeah
but still.
Well, how old are you?
I'll be 28 next month.
28.
Oh, God, just so old. What are you going to do?
Celebrate.
Be an old woman.
I love a good birthday.
30. Well, what are you going to do for your 30th?
I can't freaking wait. I want to rent out the Jersey Shore house.
As I'm 30, right? Jesus.
That would be cool.
Embarrassing.
They weren't even 30 when they were on there.
Can't you already rent out the house, though? Or is it booked like a year in advance?
It's not that. It's very easy to get.
It was probably really popular back then, but now I feel like it's easy.
Yeah.
Like I think we could book it easily.
Kind of disgusting.
Where did you put his stuff?
What stuff?
What stuff are you talking about?
Right. His birthday present.
Right, bring him out.
Oh, we got presents.
Well, no, we have a cake. We were gonna do.
Oh,
don't say it. I just said, where did you put the stuff?
Oh, I thought you meant the gifts. I thought you meant the gifts.
We don't need to do it right now.
Bring it all out.
Are we doing it right now? At your birthday parties when you were a kid, did you open up the presents in front of all the kids, or did you wait until after to open them up?
We opened it in front.
Yeah.
Yeah, we opened it in front, and then my mom would be on the side writing down what everybody got me so I can fill out the cards right away.
I don't think I had like any like.
Well, it's because you didn't have any friends.
That's what I was thinking. I was like trying to get there and I didn't want to say it.
Oh, no, my
out
birthday
loud.
Parties would be my cousins.
Yeah, I think it was pretty much like my main family. Like my main like family. I think that's why.
Every one of ours was like at Kaboom's.
Yeah.
What's Kaboom's?
What the fuck is that?
That was spit. I was kabooming out of my mouth. Let me go, what kabooms?
It was the roller skating rink and arcade.
But it was an arcade.
Oh, my.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Matthew. Happy birthday to you. From the Unfiltered family, baby. Did you make a wish?
I did.
Good.
It was the same wish as usual?
Well, say it. We need a
title. I never want to say
we need
my
a
wish,
title.
But I think I have one of the. Do you say the same thing every time when you wish?
I know you do.
No, you do, though.
I do.
I usually say along the same lines.
Is it like just very like.
I
wish for happiness and prosperity.
Yours is. I wish I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in this moment.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you just said the wish, so.
No, I don't want to say it, but the final line is something very similar to that. And I don't want to say it because I don't want to jinx it. Mm. Thank you so much, Jordan. Did he make that cake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By
Jordan. Hand. All by hand.
Yeah. You didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all could have just gone to Ralph's and got something cheap for the video, but that really means a lot.
It was Susie Cakes.
It was Susie Cakes.
Jordy Cakes.
Susie Cakes be busy.
Yeah, I know.
The line for Susie Cakes, it doesn't make sense.
And it's a small store too.
Out the door down the sidewalk every day.
Everybody wants a Susie Cake. It's so popular here in LA.
What is it? Is it the quality of the cake?
I don't know.
Or how she dances it up.
It's a good cake.
I'm not gonna lie, I've had much better cakes than Susie Cakes. I think just like Susie Cakes is now just a it's like a designer. It's like designer now.
They do Barbie one. I got Patricia a Susie Cake Barbie.
Oh, I had that.
That's cute.
Oh, it's like the actual doll and the dress is the cake.
The dress was the cake.
Yeah.
You got that 3 years
ago. And then you would eat it and then you'd take the doll out and wash it off and then you had a Barbie.
Okay. All right.
Oh, free Barbie. I know. One time I found, like, I was at a party that had one of those and it was like on the ground. Like the girl like threw it out. So we were just like running around with a Barbie.
All right. Well, we have gifts along with the cake for your birthday. Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, we are crazy.
How many are there? 36. Counted them myself. 36. Last year, there were 37.
It's okay. Nothing crazy.
Okay. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. Ooh. What is this?
Describe what you're opening up.
I don't know. It feels soft. It feels cylinder. It feels like it's like underwear or some socks. Oh!
It's a dildo.
Is it a dildo? A collapsible dildo? These are so cute. Oh my gosh. Oh, no way. they're knitting socks and on the feet of them it said, I'd rather be knitting. These are so cute. Thank you guys.
The pink detail, like the light pink is really fun. What website did you get that
Amazon.
From? Amazon.
Ooh, what could this be? Oh, no way.
Howdy, y'all.
Texasopoly. Monopoly, but Texas themed. How do you make a game about the great state of Texas?
We know that's going right back home with you.
Oh, wow.
Recognize everything?
Yep, I love it. Oh, they got free blue bonnets. Cowboy hats, Texas State.
Oh, the company.
This is adorable.
Wait, the company that made Monopoly, did they make that? Or is that just like another party that
think,
made that?
I know. I don't think so.
Oh, interesting.
I think like, they make its own.
There's literally a Burbankopoly.
Mm. Really? Yeah, Burbankopoly?
Very, very specific.
Oh, that's funny.
How fun. I love it. Wait, love it.
Weren't you making fun of me for playing Monopoly on my phone? All those nights, remember?
No, you bought Monopoly. No, it wasn't on your phone. It was a Nintendo Switch. You bought a Nintendo Switch.
No, it was on my phone. I was playing it was an app on my phone that I downloaded and I was playing on my, you don't remember that?
Yeah, I thought when you bought a Switch, out of all the cool games you could buy, you were like playing Monopoly.
Monopoly's so fun. I love it.
I don't think I've ever played a game of Monopoly.
Really? Like an actual game? Like a game could go on for like two days. Yeah,
I know. I don't like that.
It's insane.
No. And there's a lot of math involved and like strategy.
It's a lot of work.
But this is fun. This looks good. I love it. I love how it looks too.
It's cute.
Wait, now we got this back. Okay. Well, okay. Last one. What do we have here? It's a shirt. It's a shirt. Shut up!
He got real Matt quiet.
Matt is like really processing everything. Matt, when he's and I, we fucking died.
Who designed it?
We hired somebody.
I think you know her too. She designed it.
Well, describe it.
Describe it, Matt. Okay,
well, it says
if you can.
It says unfiltered, and it's a picture of me with my gorgeous rosacea, a UT Longhorn hat, and me on a women's body, some big old boobies, and I'm holding a rat.
And a terrible tan line.
And yeah, a terrible tan line. I think that's a shadow.
Oh, man.
Oh,
it's so good. We have a one and a hoodie too if you want that too.
I love it, but at first I was like, this is so sick, and then my eyes
once you started looking
adjusted,
and then I was like, what the fuck.
I wish your shirt wasn't covering your face. I saw your face while the way you're adjusting. It was really funny to watch.
It looks, yeah, once the more you look at it, the more weird like things you start noticing.
But I love it. I love it. I love it.
We're expecting you to wear that to your birthday party tomorrow night.
I should.
Yes.
No. You don't have to. No, no.
People are gonna be like, what is this?
But you know what? I think I might wear it.
I'll wear the hoodie.
Thank you so much.
You're I think welcome. That'll be fun wearing that tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
That's all you get.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for you to wear. I think it'd make more sense for somebody else to
we
wear.
We went through a lot of rounds of editing to make that perfect.
We did.
What was it? What was two not weeks of editing. Perfect?
Well, it was adding like little details like the Texas hat and then the rat. And then your breast size, color of the bikini. Yeah.
We initially wanted to make it like abnormally
bodacious,
but we didn't want to. That would look too shocking for somebody to like look at that.
Just are there edits though of when it was too?
Yeah, we can show you
some where they were.
No, of the big boobs. No, there's no edits of that. That was just an idea that we had.
Well, I love it.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Thank you.
Wow, you're what welcome. A great start to the episode.
What's your favorite flavor of cake? What kind of cake do you go for?
I love red velvet right now.
Which chocolate. Is just red chocolate cake though, right?
Here we go.
It's the vanilla or it's chocolate. It's one of the two with coloring. It's just something about it. I think it's fun.
I like that too.
And I like the icing.
Yeah, the buttercream icing.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh.
I will fuck a buttercream icing cake. Like,
there's actually. Just something about it.
I like ice cream cake.
Ice cream.
I'm not a cake person. I also do love carrot cake.
Me Ooh. Too.
I don't get people that like that. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
My dad loved it.
Does it taste kind of like pumpkin? Yeah. Like the flavor? Okay, so I think I have had carrot cake then.
Yeah.
Because I remember eating, I'm like, this tastes like pumpkin. Or why isn't it just not?
A lemon, like a sponge cake, a lemony.
Oh, I fuck with a lemon
okay,
cake.
Okay, okay, okay. Least favorite cake.
Oh, tiramisu.
Fruit cake.
Oh, no. Tiramisu. No, I did not like that. Oh.
You don't do tiramisu?
You lose time eating tiramisu.
I don't like vanilla with like frosting. Ugh.
I get why you don't like tiramisu because it has no flavor, right?
It does to me. It doesn't
what
have.
What the hell are you
it
eating?
It does feel a little empty.
I like tiramisu, but I can see why people don't really fuck with it because okay. it feels like you're eating nothing.
Yes, if you had an espresso or like some like a nice little dessert, like coffee to go with tiramisu, I can like get what's going on.
Oh, but coffee like, cake.
No,
takes the cake.
I love coffee.
It's the best.
That's a little one for your birthday, man.
Not a pineapple upside down fan.
Oh, who is?
That's not even a
cake. I don't think I've ever had pineapple upside down. It just doesn't look good.
What were they making in the damn 50s? Like how
fruitcake?
Like is fruit it jello? Cake. Or like, you've seen those like jello shit where there's...
With the fruit, the pieces in it?
But what was that?
I think it was the wives at home that just got bored making the same thing and they're like, let's try something.
It's so easy. Anybody can do it.
So there's fruits in jello? That was the cake?
Or like the 7-layer cake with the lady fingers and like the...
Oh God. Any type of fruitcake, anything like that is gross.
Do you remember the jello cups that had the fruit in it?
Yes. And
you could, it was like a little
and
peel
that juice
top.
Was nectar. You would just like, first you open up just a little bit of that and you would just go
sip the top of it.
Gentlemen.
What's
a distinguished
about?
Gentleman?
I got a facial today for the first time.
Oh, you are glowing. Oh, I thought you were sweating.
You do. Your skin.
Did you notice?
No, I didn't, but it looks good.
I thought you were hot. Today. Like a no, like sweating.
Bubba.
Bubba.
I thought it was I like literally put all the ACs on.
It's she did like an intense like I felt like she's putting layer after layer after layer. Those facials are I was in there for an hour and a half. I couldn't believe how long facials
feels amazing.
Was it abrasive though at all? They like, did they suck anything out of you?
Yeah, or? they were extracting the blackheads out of my skin. But like she kept on complimenting my skin. She kept saying, wow, I'm not finding any blackheads. I was like, damn, that's crazy because I never like wash my face.
I think that's the key. Like the less you do, the better.
Yeah. But the thing is that I used to break out a lot when I was a kid. I think I just like really grew out of that. And I think just eating better too and working out like really helps too.
I'm sorry. I have one right now.
Oh, God forbid.
What? What do you have?
One pimple.
You have a psoriasis pimple?
That's it. Just as it. I was just thinking about
it. That's not bad. Well,
I don't like people like you. The really hot influencers, when they get one pimple, they make sure to post it and they're like, oh, man. One pimple.
Zit coming through today.
And they're
say
like,
hi.
Oh, like so annoying. I'm like, one? And your entire face is crystal clear.
But the thing with Matt's skin.
I can make a wish.
With Matt's skin type though, one zit, you really see it. But someone like me, if
he
I get a zit,
you
can't
skin.
See it.
I'm privileged. Really good skin.
I use serums.
Oh, you do use serums. I'm like the drops.
I do that.
You should do like a bedtime TikTok. You know those girls that do the bedtime TikToks where they show opening the faucet.
I think men should do more
share their routines.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I just don't think a lot of men have routines.
I think they just don't post it.
Watch Hyrum, that one guy.
Oh, Hyrum's
He has the best men's skin routine.
So good.
And I only listen to him. And
And Noah Beck has a
really
good routine.
Versed and using La Roche-Posay facial cleanser. And then you use the Versed serum. Then you use Versed. It's almost like a cucumber moisturizer. You do that. And then you put on Hims SPF sunscreen.
Do this?
Yeah, I do this every day.
Wow.
You're going to age so fast if you don't. That's why I tell you to put
sunscreen
and moisturizer. Right.
Do you not do anything?
You look good
I
now.
I use whatever she buys and gets put into the bathroom.
Oh, I'm obsessed about my regimen.
Damn, no, you know, we got to start taking care of ourselves. Like, or not taking care of ourselves, like treat ourselves. Let's treat ourselves. Let's treat our faces every night.
New kid, Matt. Here we go.
Gold flake stuff. There's real gold in it.
I'm doing those TikTok. You know how girls girlfriends would do it to their boyfriends? I just have you do it to me and pretend I have a girlfriend doing it for me just so.
I want to get one of those red light masks.
I'm getting one.
You do?
Oh, that doesn't seem like good for your skin.
Dude, I did one.
I don't think anything's good for your skin.
I did one for my psoriasis and it feels so good after you do it. Like your skin looks really good.
It's just like an infrared light or something that.
Yeah, something magical about it. I feel like I feel more energized and it's not like tanning. It's not like too intense. It's just good for your skin.
Yeah.
My thoughts.
I just know I'm going to be a wrinkly bastard when I'm older. So I should start doing whatever the hell you're talking about. Just really taking care of myself.
Lotion on your hands, elbows, face, everywhere.
I've showed you my hands, right? Like, this is crazy. I'm going to be rankly.
No, you just got... Your dad looks great, Zane.
Yeah.
But you should see my mom's side.
She looks amazing.
Well, no, my mom's side, like grandparents, you know.
Would you ever, I got to add on TikTok for the first time for like men's waxing, like to go get waxed as a man.
Like a back or chest?
Back or chest or even a full damn Brazilian. Like it's a Brazilian with a P and it goes for like penis.
No, I'll tell you why. Because that thing is going to stretch and it's going to hurt even more.
Hold on, what do you mean?
Think about getting your sack waxed.
What if it's like a sugar wax kind of thing? And they roll on and they're real gentle.
Yeah, I think they're real gentle. I don't think they would. Yeah.
I'm picturing like it's stretch. They're gonna have to like stretch it out, slap it on, and like pull one end.
I know. Oh. And then trying to be like, this isn't sexual. Like someone's just already. Like the thing is, I'd be like, this is not sexual. But you'd be thinking about it so much, though. You'd be like, your brain.
They're
would
like,
be like
painting hot wax on.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh,
you're like,
God.
Ooh. But then imagine also your whole like cheeks, the whole undercarriage, just everything, just like.
But you know what? A dude would probably do it for you too.
You ever shaved your butt?
Huh?
You ever shaved your butt?
Actually, I keep a clean chip.
I think it's a mistake.
What do you mean?
Because when it grows back, it is the most prickly, uncomfortable.
Dude,
it's pretty uncomfortable for like a week.
No, yeah. But I don't like hard shave. I use like my Manscaped, and then like that doesn't get it like. Blade.
Oh, short. You mean like you get it as short as possible?
Short as possible.
There's a few times we'll just get that shit from the go right you hit through it? The middle. Yeah,
really?
No. This is like, I don't do it anymore, but like a few years ago, I
get a mirror. Did you get a mirror? Did you get
I was
stressed. Stop.
Do this. There was times where I'd cut. Right, you're gonna want to hear this. There are times where I would slice the middle of my ass, and that shit would hurt, bro.
Dude, I was shaving my butt one time.
Experiment.
Dude, I was shaving my butt one time, and then I think I did cut. Well, I know I did cut myself, but I put on like white briefs. And then I was like feeling like a little damp and I'm like, I had like sharp, what's going on? And I go in the bathroom and I pull down and there was like just blood.
Stop.
In my white briefs. And I'm like thinking immediately about our cleaning lady. Like,
is
she going to be like, Dios mío. God. Just like, have mercy. Just blood. Like, what is going on with this boy?
It was that much blood in there?
It was just, it looked like, maybe it looked like I, like, caught my period or, like, what? Have mercy.
I think that it's a really good idea for men to do laser hair removal in certain spots. Like, I didn't realize it's not just, like, your back or your chest. They'll do their neck so they don't have to shave this again. And they do the back of their neck because that grows like really fast.
Who was saying, were you the one telling me that it's not good to do that?
Like, I said I wouldn't do it because I have this fantasy of me being 50 years old with like a massive beard.
Oh, right.
Like,
and I do not.
I want this because that's where you get your fullness is that nasty neck beard.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I thought you were saying it was like not good for like it was actually not good for you to do that, but
oh no,
I really want to get the back. Like these hairs to me are I don't know why
it's
I
so
hate
convenient
them right here.
Yeah,
dude, I have a skin tag
over there.
They
it's
grow
time.
Back.
I've been
so
getting
bad.
Skin
tag.
Tagged. Well, I was getting my hair cut in April. Was just you know trimming the back of my head, Flux telling it. Me about yeah doing a girls trip in Reno, blah blah blah, like shoo, bam. Like, and it hit me. I was like, ow. And it was like skin tag.
Wait, what's skin tag?
It's like a.
It's when, like, there's a lot of friction
skin.
Going on around your neck, like your shirts or, like, a. Right? Or
yes,
no?
Yes. I think they are from friction, but I don't think any friction's going on my neck.
Oh,
right
what do you now. Think it's from?
That's still not explaining what skin
tags. Tags.
It's a ball of skin that basically, like, just starts getting bigger and bigger. And it's kind of like a.
Is a cyst?
No, it's just.
Oh! Oh my God, that's what a skin tag is?
Yeah, what'd you think they were?
I thought they were just moles.
Look at
no.
that.
No, yeah, I know. It's just skin. That's crazy.
I had one on
just
my neck.
Just cut it off.
I had one right there on my inner groin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why can't you just cut it off?
You can.
Oh, you can.
I had one the other day and I was freaking out and it started getting like really tender. And I'm like, oh my God, I should make an appointment to get this removed. Because it kept getting caught in my necklaces.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. And I'd be like adjusting it and it would go right inside one of the links. I'm like, motherfucker. And I took it off. And then next day I woke up and I went to go check on it and it was gone.
Wow.
Oh.
Have you ever had a mole removed?
No.
I've been debating on just getting a mole removed.
Which mole you got?
I just don't like the one under my belly button.
Let me see it.
Wait.
I knocked the whole desk over.
The mole falls off.
Just that one.
Oh, why?
I just don't like...
Just because.
I just would like to see it. I'm just sick of looking at it, and it's just big. Or
yeah.
It's a removable one, pretty much.
Interesting.
I think it's...
That's why we need...
Whoa. It looks like you looked at it and just went like... Are you okay, Mariah?
Yeah, I just had a lot of sensory going on up here.
You hit it with your Jesus hand, too.
I just felt a lot of things on me at the same time. That was weird.
You know, every guy has a freckle right here on their forearm.
So does every girl.
Wait, where is it?
Oh my God.
Every guy has a freckle right there.
Oh no, that's actually just a scab from when I hurt myself.
No, yours is right there.
That's not a freckle.
Same spot. Everybody's got it.
No, that's chocolate.
Speaking of skin, y'all looking tan.
Yeah, we got some color.
Yeah, we got color in Florida's.
Yeah, we were baking in the sun.
How did the renewing of the vows
It was
go?
So cute.
Oh yeah, my parents renewed their vows on the beach in Florida. I was looking at how dark.
Why didn't I see any videos of like,
oh my gosh,
a ceremony or anything?
She filmed it, but on like her camcorder.
I posted some stories.
It was really cute. But yeah, we got.
Following.
Oh, sorry. I think I was expecting people to be sitting like a.
It was literally
like
just
ceremony.
Us.
Oh, it was us.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
It was a 1 minute long thing.
It was really cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Speaking of weddings, did you guys see the the couple on a Southwest airline flight that got married in the middle of a flight?
Like
a
whole
ceremony.
For fun? But
I want you guys to see this and you tell me if this is real or was this completely staged by Southwest? Because this looks so fucking staged to me.
No, this doesn't even seem allowed.
Just watch the video.
Did they meet on a flight?
No, so... I think their flight got delayed or something. They were going to miss their wedding. But how do you miss your wedding when...
Why would you be traveling the day of your wedding?
Exactly. Like the whole story didn't make sense.
And then wait, they got changed and she put on a wedding dress and got hair and makeup done on the plane because they were going to miss it.
I saw that happening. Like,
but here, can you play the video?
I think you got to be fucking kidding me. They also had booked a wedding appointment in Las Vegas, but their connecting flight, I don't know. They look like gamblers.
And everybody watching this on the plane, and then in the end you see them all excited. I don't know.
That's her ring.
An ordained minister overheard them on the plane. So there happened to be an ordained minister on the plane on their way there.
Just let me take a nap. I don't want...
What?
Okay, you know what?
It just doesn't look real.
She looks like she's having a fun time.
Huh.
How is it shot so well?
It's on a red camera.
I don't know. I feel like they were trying to get maybe like Southwest Airlines to start giving them free flights or
something.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of shit's been happening with Southwest and this is like
my respect
for Southwest.
I think this was a PR stunt by Southwest.
I don't think it was a PR stunt by them. I think that they had already planned it like ahead of time.
And they made up a story.
Yeah.
Because your family would be pissed, right? If you went and did it before, like what?
Yeah, That actually makes more sense than Southwest actually.
This is neither of their like their first marriages. I'm just gonna vibe like each one of them has been married three times in the past.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted you guys to watch this and just form your own opinions.
They probably got really onto the plane already in the gown and the suit. You know what I mean?
Because your gown is not in your carry-on. Your gown is sitting in your carry-on.
And what is she changing in that tiny bathroom and getting ready?
Yeah.
Like it would mean
imagine you are like in that third row just like...
You wake up like, what?
I'd be like...
You see in the middle of the flight someone's in their first class. Sleeping. I didn't like the whole like the story of like, oh, and there happened to be an ordained minister. It's just like if you wanted to get married on the plane, just say so. You don't have to like make up this whole story.
They wanted
the pilot just goes
this.
Looks like you're gonna have some awning.
Opa.
That is interesting.
We Matt, you would have loved this, the resort. I'm going to call it a resort.
Yeah.
It was like we stepped back in time and went to a Florida vacation in 2002.
It looked like Bikini Bottom. It was a cruise ship on the beach.
Yeah.
Fun.
If you can imagine that.
Yeah.
So it just felt so good.
It's in your head what you picture a vacation to be. It is exactly that.
See, sometimes I like that type of feel at a resort.
Yes.
Versus now everything, it's just so extra. Cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything just looks the same and it's too minimal. I want that like 90s.
The rooms were mixed matched. Like everyone had different comforters. Like it was just
continental breakfast.
Pinkshell Resort. Stay there if you can. The service was amazing. They had like, you know, when you go on a cruise, they have like those games every day, like diving contests and football contest, or I don't know what they have.
Yeah,
but they had games like that at the pool every day, so everyone would show up. They had like watermelon. They had everyone lined up at the beach, and they gave
the rubber band over the watermelon.
Bringing back old trends.
It was so fun. It was just a blast.
I love that.
That's good.
Did y'all see those girls in New York City two nights ago?
What girls?
That were at that Fry's restaurant place, and they just tore the place up.
What?
These three drunk girls were told that they had to pay $1.25 extra for dipping sauce.
Oh, wait. There was a thing in between.
Like a
part. Yeah, that was bad.
They tear this place up.
I've seen people like tear places, you know, just like you, they freak out and they start like,
it was because it was a dollar sauce packet.
Yeah, these girls were drunk and they were like going, no, you have to pay $1.25 for more dipping sauce. And they were like,
I mean, it is pretty outrageous. How are you going to go from giving free ketchup and barbecue sauce and now all of a sudden everybody's got a paper packet?
I agree. Especially wing places. I'm like, we're here for wings and you're right. charging me for ranch.
I think, well, here's the thing. I think it's because they're being charged by the people that are giving them the sauce. You know
what
I mean? Where it starts.
If you could get unlimited fountain drinks and I can go have 75 Diet Dr. Peppers, you can afford to give me an extra sauce. No, the thing is,
I don't think they're making their own sauce. I think it comes in sauce packets and then they have to order from
somewhere.
Doesn't
matter. No? They're upcharging on the burger. They're upcharging now. And I think the least you could do...
make a dipping sauce cheap.
Chick-fil-A used to be able to pick out 45 sauces.
I agree.
Wait, how much is Chick-fil-A sauce when you buy it from
there? It's free.
It used to be.
No way.
Now you get one sauce pack per nugget pack.
No.
And then if you want additional, I think it's like 50 cents.
What if you ask nicely?
Do you think they're...
what if you like, say yeah, please?
Yeah. Look, I'm always on the customer side. I just feel like they got to charge it because they're being charged.
It's a multi-billion dollar company. Give the people free sauce.
I know, but what if they're spending millions of dollars on sauces? So they're losing all that money.
That's crunching the numbers, Zane.
No, I'm just explaining to you, like, they might be, like, because everything is getting fucking expensive. Or coffee. Coffee's getting expensive. Everything is getting expensive, so you have to charge somebody for it.
How much is Dan Cathy? How much is that guy worth? How much is he making a year?
Who's Dan Cathy?
The owner of Chick-fil-A.
How do you know that?
Because he's Dan Cathy.
I've never heard that name.
I have never heard that name. How do you find that? How do you find this shit out?
He is worth $4.6 billion, has only two children.
He looks like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. He looked like a chicken.
But they're closed.
Look, I get it. I get it.
They're closed on Sundays. You know, they got to make up for with the
All right. It still doesn't justify their reaction.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you saw the video. You should have seen the video.
It's that
the video
bad. They tore.
Here, show the video.
They break shit, throw in stuff.
We've seen like them like grab shit and then throw it at the like workers, right? We've seen videos like that. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Like if you left them in there for another 5 minutes, they would have burned the place down.
It would have been on fire.
They were freaking out over this extra charged sauce.
I would freak out and pay for it just because you got to. I don't think it's justified to go berserk.
This is scary. This is some Euphoria like shit.
She's climbing on the counter.
First, like, yeah, her friend goes, let's not. And then they go, you know what?
Let's.
They're throwing stuff.
She's trying to get in that little crack.
They're behind the counter.
Oh my God.
She threw a chair.
It doesn't stop. It gets worse and worse.
All the sauces.
They do over $25,000 in damages.
Oh, it was $25,000?
No. $20,000 to $30,000.
Oh, she's twerking. Look,
she's twerking, fuck you. And then she goes, nah. they're even like hurting each other in the process.
she
can't even get back
do
over.
Do you think they were like super drunk?
I think it's how drunk are you?
Yeah.
Where you have to act like that.
Well, I feel that's the mental illness. The thing is that I feel like that. I mean, it's so late outside. I just feel like they're probably all drunk. Because look at all the people in the back.
I think it was something that escalated. And then once you see the other people going crazy, you want to get on the action because it looks fun.
Yeah.
And now you're going to jail for like 2 years. Good luck.
They're going to jail for 2 years.
Well, I don't know. They had to show up at the courthouse and shit.
I mean, this is pretty absurd. They're in jail
right now, but you, I mean.
Dude, imagine back then, like 30 years ago, having this type of evidence.
Imagine being so mad about sauce that you decide to twerk about it. Like, what?
I bet after all this, they're still not walking out with sauce when they could clearly get a hold
of it. And all the sauce they were throwing at her, they could have just grabbed like that sauce.
Some of it at least.
And they even steal money out of the cash register.
Oh, they do?
Wow. Oh, well, man. That's pretty funny.
Not a lot of money, but.
Damn, that's crazy. If they just didn't touch the money, that
they
charge would have went.
They are throwing everything in sight.
Do you think in that mind they know, yeah, I'm going to jail and I don't give a shit?
No, I don't think they're thinking about jail during this.
Yeah, if they walked out of there not thinking that they're going to get in trouble. They're like, oh, we're good. That's crazy.
Or they might get a show out of it.
But that's the thing. This behavior is rewarded.
Yeah. Because
I wasn't rewarded this time.
Because I was suddenly so interested in like them and who they were. I was like, why?
Just want to research. Just like, yes. What did they do? Where they were?
They were at the courthouse and people were taking like photos of them.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Like it was a big case? Like it was like the fucking.
And she goes, you better stand the fuck back from me like right now. Like said that to like one of the photographers.
Damn.
Like, huh?
That got like. Press picked that up and were there from that video. That's crazy.
Do you ever think like they wake up and they're in the morning like, should I have not done that last night? Like, which one of the girls was like, girl, we got out of hand. It wasn't about the sauce. They go, it was about the sauce.
No, they said something. No, it was the $1.25 sauce. We're fucked, girl. We're fucked.
Yeah, they probably had a wake up call in the morning. Fuck.
We've all had that the next year.
That court, being in that courtroom and they go, pull up the footage. Your Honor, that's the link of what these ladies did. And then they're like,
that's not me.
It's like they're seeing it for the first time.
Just like, before the trial, they're like, there's no footage. No, no.
They're like, no. I remember it. It wasn't that bad.
Yo, that's us at David's house.
Us with the fucking
honestly,
light.
Honestly, yeah. These spot the difference games are getting harder and harder.
That was us at David's house.
And what is their, like, their defendant arguing about them? Like, Your Honor, these ladies, it got out of hand.
But the real question is, should sauces be $1.25?
Like, try some of this sauce.
Your Honor, try this sauce and you told
members of the jury are like, it's pretty good, right? And they're like,
yeah.
For $1.25. Oh, well, what if I poured you like that? I said $1.25, huh?
How would you feel? Now put yourself in their shoes.
You'd want to snap.
We find the defendant innocent.
We find the defendant delicious. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Welcome, Scott Free, baby.
We all get a little lost in the sauce from time to time. Maybe these ladies were all sauced up already. And the sauce set them.
That's really funny. Well, I hope they air it like live like they did with the.
I'd like to keep up with that.
I bet the fries business is like.
How many people watch it? That sauce must be that good. We have to go try it.
Like that's what they use for their commercial.
Or the people that just want to go see.
Does your.
They certainly charge you like more though.
Now it's $2.
Let's go back down. And you're like.
What were you saying, Mom?
Where was that?
New York City, Manhattan. Lower East Side. Like it's
was it just like a like a random
a nice side of town?
What is Starlove?
Can I show you like how like
Jesus?
Jesus.
I show you my ass.
Is this your shaved ass?
I need to show you.
Are you
how
okay?
Fucking sweaty I am.
Are you
it's
okay?
Disgusting. I can't be in this fucking room anymore.
Hang in there.
I can't believe you would do that.
I didn't even show my ass, okay?
He's a pervert.
Get him out of here.
I only show off if it was shaved.
Busted. Wait, woo! What's wrong? Actually, let's see that ass. What's on?
Yeah, let's see what you're working with.
Are you showing underwear because of how sweaty it is? Like wet undies?
I was gonna show my ass, but I can show my underwear instead.
You showing ass isn't gonna show how wet it is, though. Let me see you shake that ass.
I can't believe.
Whoa!
It looks like Earth.
It's disgusting.
It does.
Zane, I see North America, South America.
I pay the sauce. Starts kicking the mic.
You throw the mic.
Remember that girl that was on that girl's desk? She was like, hey.
Yes. What a vine.
Bro, I watch that video, I think, once a month. It's my favorite video on the internet. It's actually my top three favorite videos on the internet. You guys know the video I'm talking about?
Wait, the one where she's on the trash can?
No, okay. She's in school beach. And she's standing on the girl's desk.
Oh.
And she hits her leg out from under her.
Oh, yes.
Like, it looked like the teacher was gone and all the students started acting up and she got on the desk. She was like, hey, and then she put her leg over the other girl's desk. Like, very disrespectful to what she was doing to the other girl. But put her leg over the girl's desk. She's like, hey, the girl knocks her feet, and then she just falls.
First off, Zane, your ass. I think you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, that's wet.
Like, that's...
It's just hot.
You're wearing shorts. Like, is me, I think...
Maybe. You guys don't feel how hot it is in here?
I'm very comfortable.
Not, but I don't feel hot in my under. I think, yeah, maybe you need to switch up your undies.
I don't think it's my underwear.
Zane, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm drenched.
You're drenched?
Yeah, I'm pretty wet too.
Why don't you show the glass?
I don't think you could see it, this underwear.
Have you seen Unnecessary Inventions, the guy who made the Juul cooler?
No,
you
no.
Know, he makes those weird stuff. Okay.
I don't think you could see it.
No, I feel like I'd see it. No, you're good.
Touch it, Zane. Touch it.
Whoa, that's worse than mine.
It's pretty bad.
Matt Checker. That's disgusting.
He's like,
that is bad.
Yeah, you should get that checked.
Let me.
It's so weird, like, how we smell things that are like bad, but then we're like,
just sit there. Matt, this is really weird. I don't know why I did this. Like, my entire life as a kid, this is so weird. So I used to, when I would poop, I would poop and then I would put my t-shirt over the hole and cover the hole between my legs. And then I would go like this.
What?
Ew.
Are you mad? Are you fucking mad?
That is.
I can't believe I just told people that.
That is like a deep, dark secret that you don't like
just
share.
Just bear it down and never bring it up. Yeah. Bro. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm like, because you know what it smells like, but you made it.
I
literally, I would cover the top of it so no air or smell could get out and I would just.
Heath, well, here's, no. Here's the second.
How old
this
are
one's
you?
Very okay. Important.
It's okay.
Did you do that just because it, like, you knew it was bad, but you're just like, fuck it? Or were you just like, that smells good.
It was like almost like taking a hit. Like, I needed to get the fix.
How old were you?
It was like all through
19.
Elementary school.
all through elementary school? I thought this was a couple times.
All through.
Like, I thought this was like a phase. Like, a quick, like, oh yeah.
You're walking into a store.
Were you in class and you would feel like
I wanted to get high one more time.
Just going, can I use the restroom?
I gotta go take a bump. I'm just
the party ends now.
Ew. Man. Yeah, it was really weird.
I don't want to.
That's
have
why
children.
You love porta potties.
I hate porta potties. I don't know.
Funny.
I don't know what it was. It was like, I guess to see if I could outdo the last thing. I don't know. I was a kid. I was weird, man. Is it? No, please tell me if anybody's listening right now. If anybody else has done this.
Here's the thing. I get it. I mean, I never did that, but like,
I get it too for some reason.
You know what? God. It's going to happen now. That, like,
you guys are
going to
go home. You guys are going to do it.
For a split, you guys are going to do it so fast. So I'm just going to be like, right.
I'm going to set up my camera and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to you.
God. Oh, Zane's gonna like it.
Like, it's kind of like,
I'm gonna love it.
You've never like farted really bad, and then like you don't like hold your.
Oh, immediately, yes. I yeah, you.
It's like that.
Okay, no, there's a difference between like
it's
when you smell
thing.
Your own fart. You want to see how potent it is. Like, because yeah. if it smells really bad, then you're just like, damn, I shouldn't eat that again. Whatever, I just say. But if it smells
it's
good,
the
you're,
same thing.
It smells like a pat on the back. It's like, ooh, I'm so clean.
It's the same.
Do you ever do that, Mariah?
We need another girl on this.
I remember I went to.
No more from you.
Is it more? Farts? Is it more like okay?
It was more poop.
Okay.
Can we please?
It's my birthday episode.
Yeah. What do you?
Happy birthday!
Oh, we got big exciting news.
What?
Cremota rebrand is officially open, baby.
The launch is out. The launch of the website is out.
Yep. If you're listening audio, it's going to be on the 12th. If you're watching right now, it is up, ready to go.
What's the website? We're
Cremota.com. Mm-hmm, that's right. You get the new bags, soft touch feel, your same favorite flavors. We got K-cups. We got the bag coffee. We also have new clear tumblers. We've got new merch. You can get the hat in black, tan, shirts. The entire line is available now.
Really exciting. And we have the beige collection out also. Mm. If you like the black collection, you're going to love the beige collection.
Oh, and the new mugs. They come in a nice little box now, so you don't have to worry about it breaking during shipping.
Because that was... A lot of cuts were breaking, so we have put in a box now.
I love how gourmet it looks. It's very minimal. It's very sexy.
Oh, yeah, it's like an Apple product.
It is. Yes. It's the apple of coffee.
Yes.
Exactly. Good job. I'm drenched. Okay. Do I look like
Jesus, you were like sweating like...
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited for the Cremota launch.
Oh, here's a trick. With your cup of ice, put your face by the... And blow. And
snap like Heath with the toilet.
Yeah. Blow.
Fuck. Oh, come on. I shouldn't have said it.
What? No, it's funny.
Did you eat a hot pepper? What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I think I'm having an allergic reaction.
It looks like it. You're like red.
Yeah.
Is that a mongoose? Like this?
The bike.
The bikes?
Are you okay?
I don't know.
You're not looking too good.
How did you learn how to ride a bike? Did you pick it up pretty fast or was it
I remember the process. I had it was a green and purple Huffy.
Ooh, mine was a Huffy too.
Huffies were good bikes.
Oh, that's those a were nice the, bike.
Yeah.
And I remember when I had the training wheels on it, and then I remember the day they got taken off, and I was like, okay, this is it. We're going to learn it. And me and my dad and my mom, we spent the whole day. We were in the front yard. It was really fun.
Yeah. Oh, that was the best feeling the moment you go off on a bike.
Same feeling as being an adult and learning how to ride with no hands. Equal excitement.
Oh yeah, I can't do hands anymore. I used to be able to do it really well. Now I'm like, it ain't worth the risk.
I think because now that we're older, we're overthinking the science, and we're like, this no. And then you're like, you're trying to make it.
And falling off a bike now, you'd actually hurt yourself. Like you'd have to go to the hospital, which is stupid. Like I feel like that fall when I broke.
Did Biden hurt himself? Did he break anything?
Yeah. Did you hear? No, he didn't break anything. Joe Biden was on a bike. He just recently fell off his bike.
That was real? Okay. I thought that was like CG. I thought that was fake.
No, that was real.
I just cut myself on the bottom. There's sharp freaking...
These tables are getting old. Sorry,
staple.
Matt.
Staple. It's just like, I can't believe I've been sitting next to a sharp thing. Did you see Theo Von's...
He sues us.
Theo Von's podcast is so fucking funny. Have you ever listened
He's
to
amazing.
It? Me and my brother were dying listening to it. He was like... Get him off the bike.
Yeah.
Get him off the bike. If any of your grandfathers were elders and you saw them on a bike of that age, get him off.
Yeah.
Get him off the bike. It was really funny.
Did you guys do any fireworks for 4th of July?
We watched them. We didn't set any off, though.
Did you set any off?
Oh, we watched some amazing ones. But, yeah, we played with some Roman candles.
It's so crazy what they're able to make the fireworks do nowadays. I really don't. Before it used to just be like an explosion, and then you're like, okay, cool. They've got the different shapes that they can make it do.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Dude. Hear me out on fire. Oh, sorry, go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's crazy how dangerous they're getting. Like how, like, because back then I feel like fireworks, you couldn't buy like those fucking crazy, crazy fireworks. And now you can just buy whatever you want and put them wherever you want. Like the videos I've been seeing in the past week.
I've seen that one video of the, yeah, people.
I think it's, that's insane that you're able to buy something like that and put that right next to a house.
Okay. I was getting into a big debate with my cousins about fireworks. And this may sound stupid, what I'm about to say. Fireworks, when they are erupting, are they going into a three-dimensional ball or is it one side? Because I never feel like I'm seeing the back of a firework, but it always sure looks like that I'm seeing the front.
What do you mean? It expands as a ball.
Where are you seeing the back of the back of it, though?
What do you mean?
It's a sphere.
When a firework goes up, it's like, yeah, a popper. Obviously, if you do a little popper, it goes out in front of the person who's watching it.
It explodes in all directions.
It's a sphere.
Like a grenade.
Where is the back of the firework?
You gotta
though?
Just go behind it.
What do you
and
mean
look?
The back of the firework?
You can't be at both places at the same time.
There when you're watching fireworks, it looks like it's always coming to you.
Well, do you ever watch the drone shots of fireworks?
Oh. It's going everywhere.
Yeah.
But see, it looks like it's always erupting.
It looks like it's coming towards you, but it could be an illusion too. Yeah.
But it also goes to the back.
No, they're going all like
type fireworks from above, like drone.
You've never seen drone shots? Drones will show you that like they're exploding in every direction.
Wow, look at that picture of Earth. Is it?
I don't know. Those,
oh my God, that was stunning.
Oh, these are like.
How do they make the freaking American flag? I don't understand. I don't
know. Yeah, that will never make sense to me. No. The science of to that. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, maybe it is going 360. But I don't know. It always looks two-dimensional to me.
Right, because you're on you, one
like,
side.
Do you think it's going, Matt? Do you think it's going like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I just think,
he thinks it's this.
I don't.
It's not. This is the ball. It's going like this.
No,
like this,
it's like that. It's like half of it. Like, you know those little fun furry balls? If you cut that you played with as a kid,
yeah.
If you cut one of those in half, that's how I'm saying it's always coming at you.
Depending on how what where it's facing when it explodes, it will all go towards that direction.
I would expect that from Zane. Matt.
What did I say before I brought it up? This is a stupid question, and I know I'm probably wrong.
Do you expect that from me? Come on.
I wonder how fast window seats sell out for 4th of July. Like on a plane?
It's really cool to see it from above.
But a lot of people don't. The thing is that I don't think it's expensive because people don't want to be on a flight on 4th of July.
A lot of people do. They do it on purpose so they can see everything from
above.
Really? Yeah.
You're just getting a it's not even that great of a show, though.
It's amazing.
Oh, no, it's sick because you see all the different towns doing it.
It's like being at the top of LA and seeing all the fireworks. Imagine you're in the sky and you're seeing an aerial view.
But I saw it a few years ago and you saw it for like a few seconds, and when you're high enough, you just don't see him anymore.
Yeah,
you
barely see. It's like any fireworks show.
I don't know.
Did you ever get hurt at like a friend's house, but it was always that one friend who like didn't have Band-Aids?
What?
Or like you couldn't ask. Like it just wasn't like.
Wait, I'm sorry. Repeat that question.
Like, did you ever have a friend growing up, if you ever like went to their house and like you got injured or like scraped your knee or whatever, like his parents like just didn't have Band-Aids?
Uh-huh.
Did that ever happen to you?
Usually my friend's parents would have Band-Aids. Here, let's...
We had something pretty interesting happen to us yesterday that was a little bit scary. What? We were standing in the kitchen and I look over into the backyard and I see this older guy in a full suit walking into the backyard, like getting ready to head to the guest house. And I'm like, what the hell is
with
this?
With a big smile on his face.
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm thinking hitmen.
And I opened the door. I'm like, hello. And he was like, Mr. So-and-so's here. I was like, who is that? And he was like, Mr. So-and-so. I don't remember the name he said. But I was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. And then another guy walks around the corner and he's got like a Louis Vuitton duffel and like a nice suitcase. And he's like there. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they were like, we're here for the Airbnb. And I'm like, what? And they were like, yeah. And then they repeated my address. And I'm like, that's here, but this is not an Airbnb. And then
he was on the phone with the Airbnb host and she was telling him our numbers.
Like, what?
Yeah. It was so weird. But the way they like literally unloaded their car and like brought their stuff in and are walking.
How old is this guy?
He's maybe late 50s.
Yeah.
And he seemed like he was all. No.
They looked loaded. Like they looked like
oh, yeah.
Really sharp suit.
Yeah.
And then we have a view of our driveway from our room. So we like ran to the window and there was this big blacked out Escalade. He was important. So the guy that followed him was the driver. He was dressed in all black. This older gentleman had his Rimowa suitcase, Louis Vuitton. And he was smiling because he probably was so excited because we have a nice yard. He was probably so excited the way he was staying there.
Oh, he was like, these are my kids.
He was looking around like
so
this. He was like
excited and ready.
But like, there's no way it looked like the pictures.
Did you see where he went after he left?
No, he just like took off out of the driveway.
They never even like said what the correction was. Like, no. Oh, we had the wrong place.
No, because the lady on the phone insisted that it was our numbers. But there is a house with the numbers a little bit flipped. It's a few houses down and it just sold. So I assumed it was that one.
Yeah. They might've thrown it up on Airbnb or something.
Yeah. They might've bought it and just like turned it into an Airbnb and she probably just mixed up the number. I don't know. It was weird.
Did he feel bad for walking onto your property?
No. He was just very relaxed. He was definitely harmless. Cause he was so relaxed. He was like, all right. But then he had to walk all the way.
I would be like, I am so sorry.
Yeah. But people like that, like the fact that he had like a big Louis Vuitton bag and a Rimowa bag, he probably doesn't apologize to people. He probably is just like, oh, and then just walked out.
He definitely came here on a jet. Like he was.
But then another weird thing happened today. There was a guy in a blacked out, like Rolls Royce, full like hitman suit wearing black gloves sitting in front of our house.
What?
Like really?
Baby, I think you were a target, baby.
Really weird shit is going on.
I think that guy has something to do with what happened today. Like that.
Oh, when was this encounter? The last one?
Yesterday. And then another guy was here today in like a full.
What if the hitman was waiting for that guy to show up?
I really think so. I really think so.
And what if the Airbnb girl is in on it?
Right.
It was a setup.
But she got the number wrong.
She's fired.
She's not very good in the assassination business.
Well, that's probably the target on the right.
Could you imagine?
That is the target.
Wait, that's crazy. And this neighborhood is very random. If you're visiting LA, it's such a random neighborhood to stay in.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
You're not
to
staying
stay
in Toluca
here.
Lake when you're.
You're staying in Beverly Hills, like West Hollywood area. Or by the beach, not in this family-friendly neighborhood where everyone's lives are established.
It is interesting. It startled the fuck out of me, though.
Yeah.
Seeing, like, some guy in your backyard.
But honestly, the reason why you didn't freak out too much was you saw that he was in, like, a suit and, like, had these, like, expensive bags,
I'm
right?
Glad it, because if here. He was... I'm glad Heath was here because if I was alone, I would have been like, yep, follow me.
Right to the guest house.
I would have whipped up some antipasto. And
then... So what's the occasion?
Yeah.
Right. If
something I would have felt too bad.
If something happened to that man, you would have went to jail.
Setting up
a hit.
Our house is a crime scene.
And Miss Amato, why did you send the man back to his...
I just felt bad. I couldn't tell him no.
I felt bad. He looked like he'd been traveling all day.
I'm Italian. So I felt like
he needed to sit down.
You would have not gotten... would have been fucked.
Oh my gosh. I'm really like curious.
That's scary shit.
I wonder
man.
If he found his actual place.
I wish you got his name. That would have been nice.
We have a name.
You have a name?
We don't know if it's his first name or last name or if it's the host's name. We do have a Renee.
That's probably the host name.
That's what I'm thinking.
I've tried
Zellweger?
Oh my God.
Husband. Damn. Now I want to know who this man is.
And that happened today.
What if he was after you guys?
Was he parked in front of the driveway or just in front of the house, like on the curb?
In front of the house.
Black Escalade, that's kind of a scary car too.
Black gloves in 100-degree weather?
Yeah.
For a hitman?
That's a red flag.
But I don't know, if you're a hitman, why are you driving around in an Escalade? I would be in the most unsuspecting, I'd be like a Termex, like
you've never seen Mission Impossible. They do that all the time.
Yeah, just bam, bam.
Right,
gotcha.
Pool cleaning. Did you go outside and see the Rolls Royce or no? Just Jordan saw it.
Just Jordan.
I wish we saw it because what if it was the guy that walked in the yard? What if he's like undercover, staying at a random Airbnb? What if it was him and he like
never know?
He looked and he was big. He was tall.
Yeah,
he was a big guy and he just looked. Loaded.
Fuck.
Loaded with guns.
I hate being left
cliffhanger.
I don't like
unsolved
that.
Mysteries.
Well, we don't know. This happened 2 days in a row. It happened.
We'll see
if
it happens
he
tomorrow.
He came in the yard yesterday. Today he was parked in front.
You're
of
not going to be able to sleep at night. How do you sleep when people want in your yard?
Not
yard
think
like
about
this.
That.
I would never let somebody come in my yard without me knowing.
You all right, Matt?
My back hurts really bad.
Is it midnight? Did you just hit 30?
Oh, no, the 30 minutes.
Back pain's coming on. It's going to be worse.
Matt hurt his back playing golf in Texas.
In Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, sorry.
It just hurt. It just feels like I'm having, contractions.
Contractions on your back?
Yes.
My back hurts like that, every week. You just got to push through.
How do you deal with this?
It fucking sucks. I just lay in bed all day. You have to let it just ride out.
Oh, men
it's
are
the
weak.
Worst.
Shut up.
Men are basura.
Men are so weak.
If anyone's back should be hurting, it should be Mariah. You see what
it
the fuck
does.
She does?
It hurts all day, every day. But I don't complain about it because I'm a tough bitch.
Oh, yeah. Eat my ass.
Mariah's going to be one of those weird limber ladies when she's in her 90s. This woman still has it together. And she's just putting her legs behind her head. And
still has it together.
She's that old lady on Instagram that dresses all colorful. And she's, who I'm talking about?
Granny. Yeah. Something
Granny Winkle.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it Instagram or
something like that?
Instagram.
Great. It's crazy seeing older people like that, on TikTok, just full of life.
I know.
Do you see that whole old TikTok group? They're all living in a house. Have you seen that?
Oh, the retirement group.
The old gays?
Is that what
they're doing? There's them, but there's a retirement group.
It's a house on TikTok. That's insane.
It's an influencer house.
It is crazy that they can understand the trends. I'm sure obviously somebody's assisting them, but the fact that they, if I told my grandma to do that, she'd be like, huh?
She wouldn't even understand how to.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to be us?
No, that's not going to be me. I'm already lost.
Matt, I can see Matt doing that.
Making a content house? What are you talking about?
No, just being a part of an older group that makes content skits.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah,
I can kind of see that
for sure.
If they were I found them funny.
Did you guys see the new concept that was made by a scientist, a real concept that they want to do called the Sky Cruise?
Yes, I just looks stupid.
I was fucking
that looks
dying.
What,
Mariah? I was howling when I saw the concept.
Yeah, that is so.
You haven't seen it?
Absurd. What? That's not the point.
Look, press play.
Look at it compared to the other.
This is an actual concept that they want.
So stupid.
That's not even illegal.
Look at how many engines are on it.
It looks like a toy airplane, when little babies are playing in the bathtub.
No, that's when you draw a plane from memory.
That's a kid. Drew that was this is gonna be the biggest plane you can.
It looks like a whale.
Look at the double.
It's a blimp
wings.
Though. Is it clean energy?
It's an airplane.
So this plane has shopping malls, gyms, restaurants, swimming pools.
I would be nauseous.
I just don't understand. And they have a plane attached on the top. So you can travel around the world in this, and when you're ready to make a stop, you hop in the plane, and then they take you down.
All right,
but
what's the point?
Realistic.
I just don't get the point of that.
But you go up for 13 hours max, fly around.
You know, I'm kind of here for it. It reminds me of what's that video game with the Sky World and stuff? Do you know what I'm talking about with the telekinesis?
Roller Coaster Skycoon.
Battleshock. BioShock. It's like BioShock. I think it's kind of cool.
It's not. I understand cruises because it's a week long thing. You're not.
Yeah, because it's slow. You're. I mean, unless the plane is slow.
What is
the
turbulence on that shit?
It's so big, it probably doesn't budge.
Yeah, you probably can't feel anything on that plane.
Imagine hitting turbulence in the water park that's up top. You're in a tube, and it's just.
Yeah. How annoying would it be to keep putting on your seat?
Yeah, you have to get out of the pool to go sit your seat every...
You're at the buffet. Now?
Every seat. But no, you're in a chair the whole time like E.T. We're all the big happy world, all cruising around in chairs. How much do you think a ticket on that? Because it's going to be more than a cruise.
Who the hell is the guy who made this? And I just want to see him in meetings
just
going,
a scientist.
He
thinks he can make this happen by 2040.
I'm sure
sky.
We'll have something similar. Because there are planes, they're private planes that have bars on them. I'm sure if they have a bigger...
Yeah.
But never a thought this big. This
not
is just
that
crazy.
Big. That is how do you take off?
It can only fly 50 feet high, though.
Oh, I would love that. If planes weren't that high, I I feel like I'd travel more.
How big does the airport have to be?
Am I high?
If planes were that high,
you would be lower. I honestly thought I would get a reaction from Zan. I thought he'd be like, same. I don't know.
Like, no, you're right. I know. I would want to be lower. I'd feel better if it was lower. Right.
You'd be going hundreds of miles an hour. I know, but I'd be like, fuck.
I know, but I just know that there's a more, like, there's a higher chance that we'll survive if it's going on. Actually, no, because I've seen planes land and it just having a bad landing and still.
Oh, that shit would catch fire.
Yeah.
It's not like if you're, you know, 40,000 feet in the air, that doesn't make a difference. You're going to hit the same as you would if you were 100 feet in the air.
Let a man dream.
That's what we're all here for, right? Dreaming.
Just dreaming. This podcast is saying dreamers.
Look at Matt.
Sky Cruise.
Is there so much pain.
What do you think this airline would be called?
Is there anything Chunky. From a movie? Is there anything from a movie that you like
Soul Plane.
Really wished was real?
The food thing in Spy Kids, I get a little upset about.
I forgot every movie I've ever watched.
McDonald's in Spy Kids, where it's just that packet and they do it.
Oh, the
microwave
and boop, and it's the fries and even a drink.
Yeah, but like to the point where it makes you so mad where you're like, I need that, and it like upsets
Hogwarts.
You.
Oh, smart Hogwarts house. Kind of gets me upset.
Yeah.
But like, it's just not
like
real.
Something like Flubber. Like, does anything like just like bothers you?
Flubber causes.
I remember I watched that as a kid and I was like, I need this thing, and it made me so mad that it wasn't real. And the boogie goo from Don't Look Under the Bed.
Oh yeah, the purple.
I needed to try boogie goo. That was more good than anything.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, that goop too, that poisons all of them.
Or like Jumanji, when you bought the game.
Yes, Jumanji.
That
nothing,
one.
It
made me
happened.
So mad.
It was very vanilla.
My mom buying me the game, I like in my stupid brain thought, maybe if I just like really just played this game right. And rolled the dice in
I
that
sideboard. I thought
side
it was like a Ouija board. Like I really thought bats were involved.
Yeah, but
I
the moment that shit's real, you'll be fucking.
Oh yeah, forget it.
Mariah. Never seen that movie. Oh, was Jumanji the new one? Did they even have a board game involved in that?
I didn't watch it.
It's the video game.
It's the video game. Yeah.
Because
the
kids have to go down. And they have detention together, and they all play. That one's funny.
Yeah, you know what? I liked how they did that. But the board game just was so fucking clean. I
watched that with you
movie.
And your mom at your house. We watched the Jumanji. Yeah.
Is anything from Smart House does that exist? Mm. I can't remember.
Oh, what actually,
it was. Yeah.
Alexa.
Oh, all right.
Like smart homes, you can like. I don't know. Nothing's cleaning your carpets. Like
you can wire your house to be. Well, there's stuff. There's the robot vacuum.
I think they got there like 5% of what we have.
How
now.
Far is too far with this smart home stuff, though?
There's a guy on TikTok right who now. Has made turned his entire apartment into like a smart like room and
I don't
stuff
like that.
Where's
with
the
RFID chips.
Yeah,
like he has a thing. He has like a switch under his bed. It's usually a switch that they have like in elderly homes to signal if someone's getting out of their bed. Uh-huh. He's been able to wire that so that when he like lays down on his bed after like 11 p.m., it shuts off all the lights like in his house
and
everything.
Goodness.
And then he has it if he gets up in between like, you know, 4 a.m. where he knows he usually pees, the lights underneath his bed turn on and his bathroom like turns on for when he can walk to his bathroom and then he goes back to sleep. Like it's all these tiny cheap switches he has around the house.
That's so like specific.
I think it's too much. I think I don't want to have that stuff. At least I don't want to have it before I have kids because I want my kids to learn independence first and do stuff for themselves and not be used to. There's so many kids that are used to Alexa.
Yeah.
And it's such a small thing, but it's so scary
and
already.
I think it's just annoying that if something breaks, you're fucked. Like where do you even go to fix that?
Yeah,
because like when something breaks like a light switch, you know, you go to the socket and then you fix that, that's it. But like if something like something that
I feel like it's just like it's gonna be too much.
I wouldn't want to smile. And I feel like shit breaks more often.
It's too convenient.
Like you don't need it in your house, you know what I mean? It's not required in every home to have whatever device.
You're back.
I thought you were about to go on her mic.
No. I'm realizing that I'm on camera.
Are you high like, again?
No.
I always feel bad that you both are on the same camera. Like you can't give the other person.
We can't relax.
Yeah.
And then when Matt's really excited, I'm like.
It happens, but no, I'm. It's nothing you're saying that.
No, yeah, you're not. You're not annoying or boring or.
There you go. There you go. Let it all out.
I'm in so much pain.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Let's end it.
It's your birthday. We should. Sorry, guys. We're gonna cut this one a bit.
Matt's back is really bad. He's been struggling. I could tell.
I know. I was like starting off hot, but like now I'm really like I need to go.
And he just got off a flight. He's been on a plane for the past 6 hours.
Sorry, guys, but thank you for all the birthday wishes. Really appreciate it. And thank you guys.
We end the episode. He goes, thank you.
he cartwheels out.
Ow. Okay. All right. Let's end this. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. And if you're listening, thank you for listening. You can check out Cremota. We have a new website and new bags and new product out right now on our website, cremota.com.
Best coffee in the world,
look
baby.
How long the ice lasts in those cups?
Oh, that is really impressive. Somebody, people were saying that in the comments.
They're double walled,
insulated.
Oh, that's why.
So you can't even feel how cold it is on the outside because it's so
keeps that shit in.
Great, no condensation. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Right.
It comes in a beautiful orange box. Ugh. Yes,
it's awesome. But yeah, make sure to check that out, cremota.com. We are launched. You can get anything right now. You can check out this episode every Monday on audio form, Spotify, all that stuff on Mondays. And on Tuesdays, we upload the video version of this podcast at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right. Also, make sure to check out our Patreon if you haven't already. We have early access to all of the episodes. You get a couple days early and it's going to be all ad free. We do a bonus episode every month where we smoke a little bit of marijuana. Mm-hmm. We'll have a different guest on and it's a really good time. And we also do a live Q&A every month. We throw up bonus vlogs on there, behind the scenes content, everything. Mm-hmm. And that is all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath for $5. And a lot of people are confused, but if you sign up, you get everything that we've posted in the past. So it's not like you move forward and you just get what we post next. You get access to everything that we've already posted for the last few months.
Get everything. So yeah. Thank you guys so much. Happy birthday, Matt. Everybody, happy wish him birthday. A happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you so
much. Send him love on his Instagram, everything. Blow that shit out of the water, baby.
Happy Matt birthday, King. Raven.
Happy birthday, Raven. Thank you guys. All right, good night. We love you so much and have a safe flight.
Sure.